My oldest, we could look like we're cousins. Coach on the road once again, take your youngsters behind the scenes with the MLB stars of the game. And I got the man over here. I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Michael Harris II.
Michael Harris II?
Yep.
You going to throw that second in there on Coach, huh?
Yeah, I got you.
We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes and what it's like to be a Major League ball player. Mike H. II in the big leagues. What's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been crazy. I think it's been even better because I'm playing for my hometown team and basically staying at home playing the game I love. So I might have a different experience from a lot of other people, even though everybody's dream is to get here. I'm doing it while I'm at home.
So you're mama's baby. You ain't left mama house, huh?
No, I have. She didn't want me to, but I had to. Yeah, I had to be
able to
move
back here with mama.
Nah, she's too far from the stadium. Traffic, Atlanta traffic, nah.
You're supposed to buy a house close to the stadium.
I got one.
I said, huh?
She don't want to go nowhere.
Okay, mom, I would go get her, but I let her slide there. So, you know, what's this journey like? What is it like for you, and what did it start?
Oh, it's fun. I got called up 22. I feel like I've always been a part of a good winning team ever since we've been here, and just kind of learning the ropes each year, learning from different players, getting to meet different great players that have been on good teams, and just being able to experience being around a lot of different good players.
Who were some of the players that you idolized as a kid coming up?
For starters, the guy that's playing right field for us, number 13, Acuña. He was my favorite player in high school. I like Ender and Ciarte when I was growing up too. Jason Herrett was my favorite before I got to high school and all that, because from the same area, had a lot of similarities playing wise. Coming up, so I say those three were my biggest.
So you the center fielder, the man in the right fielder was your idol.
Mm-hmm.
And you playing beside him.
Yep.
Have you asked him for his autograph yet?
I got his jersey. I got his jersey framed at the house right now. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You ain't got no jersey of Coach Maiden at the house.
Let me get one.
He getting one. So you know, I would always tell my guys, it's all about having an opportunity.
Yeah.
So where did you get your opportunity as far as putting yourself on the maps with the scouts?
I really say my opportunities really opened up when I got to Marquise Grissom's organization in high school when I went to his team like 15. Started playing with him all the way from there throughout when I graduated high school, and I just kept getting offers and talking to MLB scouts throughout then. So just kind of making the most of those opportunities in those tournaments and in the high school games, and just kind of showing who I am and my character out there every day.
So you went out there, in other words, and got in beast mode and got buck wild out there.
I had to. Like you said, it's all about opportunity. Once you get the opportunity, you can't mess it up. People don't get many, and obviously people that look like me don't get many, so I had to make the most of my opportunities that I got.
So you just out there showing off. That's what you were doing.
I got to. I mean, I got to still do it now, so I'm trying every night.
Yeah. What was your 60 time?
6.7, but I ran one in high school 6.5.
6.5, that's brother speed there.
Yeah, that's good enough. Good enough.
Yeah, they're showing off in that outfit.
Yeah, I got to go track something down.
So, I mean, you know, it looks so easy to hit major league pitching when you're watching on TV. How difficult is it to get up there and hit major league pitching?
Oh, it's really difficult. It takes a lot of preparation and kind of knowing what pitchers' tendencies are and how they're going to approach you each night. Every at-bat's going to be different. So it's really just knowing their tendencies and kind of making adjustments throughout the game based off your first at-bat, second, third. Just kind of knowing how teams going to attack you in different situations.
When you get to the big leagues, well, first of all, you strive to get to the big leagues. You get here, and it's always in the back of a young player that insecurity. Am I going to be released? Am I going to get cut? Am I going to be traded? At what point in time do you get past that insecurity in the back of your mind?
I guess for me, like I said, it's different because my rookie year, I signed a long extension to be here. So I guess my chances of being released or traded was a little lower, but I always got to remember it's a business and anything can happen. So just kind of going out there every night and controlling what I can control, and if I moved or happened to be in a different situation. I can't really do anything after that. Just got to go to wherever and do what I do every night.
Well, you signed a long stint. You just go let us know you got paid, in other words.
I got a little bit of money. It wasn't too long. It was long term, though, but I'm glad to be at home.
You got some security.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you went to Marquise Grissom, and I know Marquise Grissom. Mm-hmm. And then you train over the offseason with this ball player that I just so happen to know. Mm-hmm. Who's that ball player?
That is Lou Collier.
Lou Collier.
Yeah, him and Marquise run our Hill Boys group on the offseason every year. Got Lawrence Butler, Chandler Simpson, Cam Collier, his son, Marquise Grissom Jr., his son. So, like, Jalen Nyland, Ryan Spike. So, we... Every offseason since COVID, we've all been together, and a few of us have made the big leagues and kind of trying to get the whole group there.
So now, you know, Lou Collier, I was his high school coach.
Uh-huh.
He used to be my son.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't disown me. He big league me. I want the whole world to know I'm sitting here with his boy Michael Harris, and Lou been big league coach. Mm. What you going to say to Lou?
I'm going to talk to him about it.
You're going to talk to him.
Because we talk about character a lot, and that's not in the character that he preaches to us, so we gotta work on that.
Okay, you make sure you talk to him.
Yeah, I will.
I'm sure I'm gonna call him when we finish this interview.
All right,
let him know I was here with your boy. He the big league. What is it like when you walk in the ballpark at home and you got fans screaming, hollering for your autograph? What is that like?
It's kind of surreal. Just being out in the field, being around the field, and seeing fans walking around with my jersey on. Something I never really truly imagined. I was a Braves fan, so I was walking around with a Braves jersey with different players' numbers on my back and name. So just having people wear mine, and I get to go out there every night and try to put on for them is a crazy experience.
Well, you need to start wearing number 30 and put Coach on the back of that.
So I do.
Yeah, for me.
I will.
Okay.
That's Baldwin's number. I don't know if I can get 30, but.
Oh, well, he's going to have to change his number. Tell him Coach said.
I'm going to tell him we got to get a change done.
Last question. Every kid junior playing in the big leagues. Get that call if you're going to the big leagues and walking in that locker room for the very first time. What was that feeling like?
Like I said, it was surreal. I didn't really know what was going on. Felt like a dream. That night before, I got told everything just happened so fast. I had to get up early in the morning to catch a flight. My dad picked me up from the airport, took me to the field. He was walking around the field with me. So it was just a crazy experience that I was actually about to live on my dream that day. And just so happened to get a hit against the Cy Young winner that day. So it was crazy. Facing Sandy, my first outing, and being able to play at home.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't, but I'm pretty sure my parents did.
We know Mama cried.
Yeah, I know they did.
And then Dad had to drive you to the airport. You didn't move out the house and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah, no, Mom, at that point, I was there.
Okay, I was about to there. Put him on blast. Yeah. I'm going to let him slide. Coach with the man, Michael Harris.
Yep.
Appreciate it.
No problem.